This is episode number 2476 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Nearly a year after Law & Order organized crime star Christopher Maloney, he appeared nude in a Peloton commercial.
Oh, that's right.
He's taking it all off again.
Oh, my.
Except for his socks.
Okay.
All right. So now Chris is known for liking to be ABC.
What's ABC?
ABC. Anything but clothes.
Oh.
Especially when working out.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Teach their own.
He's 62, looks pretty fine for a distinguished gentleman.
A distinguished gentleman.
Yep,
we gentlemen are distinguished. We never get old.
I've always liked him. I have. And you know what? The big thing is, like, you know, for him and Mariska
Hargitay.
The chants are like, kiss.
Oh, yeah. But they're on different franchises, so.
They still intermingle.
I know, they do the crossovers and stuff like that. But.
And announcing his new partnership with Tommy Copper in a steamy Instagram reel.
Steamy?
He showed off his best and only accessory.
What's his only? Wow. Wow, I don't know if I want to know this.
The high innuendo video opens with Chris laying in bed beneath the sheets. Hey, come a little closer. I want you to see the magic that's under these sheets.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to show you my giant socks. Then he whips out his foot out from under the bed, or out from under the covers.
Yeah.
Not under the bed, because that would be weird if he's
in bed. That would be weird if he's in weird.
And he gets his foot out from under the bed.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Anyway, he whips his foot out of the bed, revealing that it's covered in a striped Tommy Copper sock. And the caption of the reel reads, "Who says socks aren't sexy?"
I do. I hate socks. Can't stand socks.
That's true. You
don't I don't wear socks. I don't like them. I don't like the way they make my feet feel. I don't like the...
Really?
Yeah. I don't like the whole, you know, smelly sock syndrome thing.
When smelly sock. Smelly sock.
Shoes off. Oh, my
what
God.
What are your feet
and look,
doing?
I would never be ABC. I would be... AWC.
Always wear clothes.
Always wear clothes.
When working
out.
That's
right. Or anytime.
Anytime.
You know, we said something the other day about...
Not much of a
nudist, are you? No, we said something the other day that people are, on average, naked, totally naked twice a day. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm not naked twice a day. I'm just not.
So you, like, make sure you have your shirt on when you change your pants?
Well, no,
make
but
sure
I
you
mean,
have your pants
I'm
on
not,
when you change
yeah,
your
I'm not,
shirt.
Well, there's that, but, I mean, you know, that would insinuate that I take a shower every day, so. I take a metaphoric shower every day.
A metaphoric
shower. How's that?
Do you throw things on stage when you're at a concert?
No, I would never do that. I
you
wouldn't want to hit
bra,
the
panties.
My panties, maybe. Depends who's singing.
You might want to curb the urge at an Adele show.
An Adele show?
Uh-huh. Keep yourself, uh-huh.
I can't imagine me throwing, like, my room key there or anything like that. I don't know why. It's just one of those things.
Well, keep your cell phones, bracelets, and cremains
cell phones?
To yourself.
Wait, cremains? People throw cremains up on stage?
Can you believe that?
Well, they're harmless. I get that, but still, it's gross.
I mean, whose cremains are you throwing up
Well,
there?
Right.
Really?
Well, you know, somebody who enjoyed that artist. I think that's the deal. It's like, oh, you know, instead of throwing me out to the in the ocean, sprinkle me on stage at a Taylor Swift concert or something like that.
So
I think
maybe
that
someone will step on it.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and then...
Just ash, man.
The person will go home and the ashes will be there and get swept up and tossed
Well. Anyway,
like yesterday's news.
All right. Kind of like this story is getting tossed.
During one of her recent residency gigs in Las Vegas, she told the crowd, "Have you noticed how people are, like, forgetting effing show etiquette at the moment?
Oh, my.
People just throwing stuff on stage. Have you seen them?"
I haven't seen them.
So then she also added, I effing dare you. Dare you to throw something at me and I'll effing kill you. I kill you.
I kill you.
Irony was that she said the whole thing while holding a t-shirt or t-shirt gun, which she then proceeded to fire into the audience. Obviously.
Well, that's ironic.
She got a big laugh out of that.
Oh, man. That's ironic. Here, have a t-shirt. You have a t-shirt, and you have a t-shirt. But don't you dare throw any effing thing up on the stage. I'm going to effing kill you.
With this t-shirt gun.
With this t-shirt gun.
I'm going to poke have your eye out.
Have you seen the episode of The Simpsons where Ned Flanders' wife dies at the hands of a t-shirt gun?
Oh, you know what?
Held by Homer Simpson.
She must have seen that episode.
I forget her name.
That's okay.
Mrs. Flanders.
Ned Flanders'
wife. I forget her name. Oh, well. Anyway.
Adele must have seen that episode of The
Simpsons. I'm sure she has. T-shirt guns are flipping cool, though. You know,
yeah, they are.
They're cool. You get a t-shirt. And you get a t-shirt. And they're safe as all get out. You know, you're not going to ever hear of anything going wrong on the set of a movie because somebody used a t-shirt gun. I'm just saying. Too soon? Sorry. I didn't do any implosion jokes. Come on now. Come on now.
Gotcha.
Adele. I mean, if you're wondering who Adele is, this is how she wants us to refer to her now. Adele is who we're talking about. Of course. We're talking about Adele here with a t-shirt gun. That's the way that goes?
I don't know about that. But okay. All right.
Hey, you know what?
Huh?
With our apologies to Taylor Swift, because she would never shoot off a t-shirt gun. She's above that. And Halle Berry. Or who cares tomorrow, mañana. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.